If you were with us last time, you'll know that Mad Dog Evans converted the presidential golf buggy into a time machine with a fancy cup holder. Now W is going back to the future with Tony Blair to change an event in his past, an event that had a crucial bearing on the history of the world. It's November the 22nd, 1963. No, it's not the assassination of JFK, but an event that took place at George W's high school.
George, let me get this straight. We're hiding out in this cubicle in the boys' toilets at your old high school to prevent an event happening to the teenage you, which you say altered the whole course of your life? That's right, Tony. In about 2 minutes, we're going to change the course of my personal history. You know, I really don't think it's a good idea meddling with the past, George.
Shh! Here I come.
Lollipop, lollipop, I want a lollipop. La-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da.
Good God, you're a complete geek. Look at those glasses.
Hey, shh, it was the fashion of the day.
What, wearing your pants back to front?
Hey, Bush, I thought I told you to use the girls' toilets.
Yeah, Bush.
Oh, hi, Biff. Hi, guys. Oh, I can't use the girls. I'll get into trouble for being a peeping Tom again.
But you're in trouble now, Bush.
Yeah, big trouble, Bush.
Oh, come on, guys, not again.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone at home? Time for George's lesson.
Hey, you let me go, Biff.
What the? Who the hell are you?
They look like Mormons.
No, we're not Mormons. We're, you know...
You're a goddamn pervert!
No, no, we're not. I mean, sounds like George might be, but...
Shut up!
Can I go now, Biff?
Yeah, Scramsky, Bush. We got other business to take care of.
Now, you hold on, Biff.
Let's get him!
Right, I'm gonna teach you to a lesson!
Oh, God, no! Mother Hare, please!
Hey, I came here to stop this event happening to me!
No, stop!
No!
How do you like that, old man?
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
So, Arnie, any news?
Negative. We searched everywhere. The war room, the playroom, even the presidential library. But no, George. I'm just trying the Friends Reunited website.
Damn it. It's as if he's disappeared in thin air.
Well, if you ask me, both he and Tony have finally decided to come out of the closet and run away together.
Don't be stupid, Fatty. We know Tony's weird proclivities, but there's no way George is gay.
Yeah, Fatty. If George is gay, then I'm a swinging bisexual called Amanda with my own website and kinky boot collection, which I sniff to get horny. Ah, yeah, baby.
Arnie, you're meant to be searching for George.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, I know. Maybe they found a time machine and disappeared into next week, just so we'd all have to run around like idiots looking for him.
Yeah, yeah, of course they have.
What the... Oh, me, I was right.
Hey, guys, guess where me and Tony have been?
What the hell's going on, George? And why did that golf buggy appear out of nowhere?
Well, it's a long story, Conley. You see, it all started last week. I was in the bath soaping up my rubber duck when George dropped in.
So, you see, by stopping me getting dunked in the toilets at high school, I've managed to alter my own past.
How do you mean?
Well, by stopping Biff and his pals dunking me, that crucial moment has been erased from my past. I bet all the stupid things I've done no longer happen. So, for instance, choking on that pretzel never happened, right?
Right. It was a marshmallow.
Hey, all right. How about going to a war with Iraq based on suspect intelligence, then?
War with Iraq? Why would we be at war with Iraq?
Brilliant! So we're not at war with Saddam's Iraq?
Well, of course not. He's our number one ally in the war in Iran.
What?
Get with the program, sugar. You authorized it after presenting that crappy intelligence on their nuclear bomb capabilities.
Yeah, it's been a fucking disaster. We blow up one toy factory in Tehran and the media want my fucking head.
Okay, Arnold. The media want your head because...
Because I'm the vice president who ordered this strike.
Vice president?
Now, George, we need to get a decision on sending more troops to Korea.
What the fuckity fuck have we done, George? We've got to go back in time and let those bullies dunk you in the freaking toilet. Do you hear? We should have never messed with history in the first place.
Speaking of history, Tony, Gordon wants to know if you're coming back for his swearing in.
What swearing in?
Well, he's a new prime minister, isn't he?
He's
what?
George, what about these extra troops for Korea? We need a decision fast.
Well, it's tempting.
George!
But Tony, in this reality, we actually get to do what we want to do in the other reality, but can't. You know, like blow the shit out of evil countries?
We can do that in the other reality. In this reality, I'm soon to be a former Prime Minister, out of the limelight, forgotten forever.
Trust me, you'll never be forgotten, Tony.
And why is that, Fatso?
Well, you know, you're the first ever.
First ever what?
The first ever post-op transsexual to be Prime Minister of Great Britain.
God!
Ouch, that's smart. So, to reattach themselves and Tony's todger to the former reality, they'll have to go back in time once again. Let's hope they get it right this time. Or, let's hope they get it wrong. It'll be more fun.
Whack my bush.
Right. Is everyone ready?
Why do we have to come with you again?
Because this way, we'll be in control of all our futures. Okay, George, hit it.
Gee, I hope there's enough hallway to reach 8.5 miles an hour.
We're definitely going to hit that wall.
No, we're not. Hang on, George.
7 miles an hour.
Yeah, come on.
Hurry up, that wall's approaching fast.
George, why does the clock say 1775?
1775? Whoops.